Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hey.
Listen, I never get this. I have a weekend without a kid. Quite often, I'm one, if not both, nights for having my daughter, and she's going to her grandparents in Saskatchewan this weekend.
Okay. So what are you going to do?
Well, that's the problem. You can't do anything.
Right.
But I forget what this kind of freedom even feels like. Can I just sleep in? Is that what happens?
Yeah, but with the fact that your alarm is like 4 a.m. on weekdays, your sleeping's going to be like 7.
That's what time I wake up when she's there.
Exactly. So what, like, she's going to have a more adventurous weekend away from you than you from her. So,
and like, usually I'll go tobogganing. That's super fun. But that's because I have a kid.
Why don't you just go by yourself?
No, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I'm picturing it now, and I think it's iconic.
If I went to a toboggan hill, which I'm guessing will be busy this weekend.
Yes.
As a grown-ass man by myself, I'd get arrested.
No, because you'd be trekking up the hill, minding your own business.
No, you can't.
And you'd
do
go,
that.
You'd run and slide and go, wee! And everyone would be like, oh my gosh, that sweet old man is just living his best life.
Okay, maybe if I wear a helmet, then I can do that. And people will be like, oh, look at how cute he is.
He's so adorable.
All right, well, that's settled. Not tobogganing. What are you doing this weekend?
Okay, so I have my sights set on going on to the Edmonton Football Club's website and donating to the Joey Moss 50-50.
Donating. That's gambling.
I'm manifesting money in my life. I have put money towards so many local charities that are doing 50-50s right now. I've done SCARS, which is an animal rescue here in Edmonton. I have done the Millionaire Lottery
for the
Stollery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now I want to donate to the Joey Moss.
It's not donate.
Yeah,
you're gambling.
No, because the money, half of my money is going to a good cause.
Yeah, you can keep telling yourself that's donating, but it's gambling for a good cause.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck with your gambling.
And I highly recommend everyone listening right now does the same thing.
I do as well. It would be nice to see those pots just get like outrageously huge right now. For a bunch of charities that have had tricky years. With that said, time for us to boot her out of here for the weekend. I've got tobogganing to do.
Yeah, get stretching.
Enjoy the program.
This is the Ryder and Lisa Replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Do you return the shopping cart and other shopping cart concerns right now on the show?
No one on the text line has admitted that they leave it in the middle of the parking lot. Okay, so maybe a ghost is doing it? Who's leaving it then?
Me.
Ryder.
Listen, only if it's in a really inconvenient spot. You know those Sobeys sometimes have parking on the side? They need a shopping cart place where you can park it on the side. I'm not heading
back into
the store and putting, especially right now, put my dirty shopping cart back in the clean spot.
Are you at least putting it on a sidewalk or is it in a parking spot?
Yeah, I usually like jump it onto the sidewalk and then do like a sweet turn and then I leave it.
I will say, going to HomeSense, there is no place for carts.
Right.
You have to bring it back inside, which is kind of annoying, but you can't be the one person that leaves it in the parking lot, not at HomeSense.
I'm with Carpenter Corey here. Vet move is to park beside the cart return. You get two birds stoned at once. I do this all the time, too. I would rather park beside the shopping cart spot than close to the store. You know what I mean?
But aren't they close to the store to begin with?
Yeah, but like you'd rather, if you have a spot that's right beside the store or one that's six spots away at the shopping cart, there's less walking if you do that one.
A lot of people saying they want their loony back because you go to places like Superstore, you need a loony to begin with. That is so frustrating to me when I can't find a loony.
What year is it? Nobody carries change
anymore.
But
that's how they get their carts back.
Yeah, I get it.
Because you need your loony. Nobody's going to leave their cart laying around. That is like the cleanest, most perfect parking lot.
Yeah, it does make sense. Like the system works, but it worked when people had change on them. Like, what was it? Last week, I had to go into the co-op and break my toonie to get two loonies and then come back out and get a shopping cart. I got COVID 6 times.
Jamie wrote in saying the only problem
parking by the cart place is the idiot that damages your car with their cart. Because you know how you do that sweet move where you walk up with your cart and you just like pull back and then you push it and you're like, whoa, and then it slams into all the other carts.
Kind of like curling.
I will say I'm a big basket advocate for the basket life. I don't like using the big one because I always get the bad wheel.
Right.
Always. And I'm very insecure and get really nervous when I can't get the cart loose from the other carts. It always happens to me, especially at like certain locations. Where's the place? Oh, Home Depot. I'm always like, I don't know how to get this off the rack. Ugh. 4-year-old Jackson Maples is very bright and funny. He also has autism. From an early age, he was really interested in mechanical objects, like the whirling of a fan, the humming of a washing machine. All right. So when his parents brought him to Lowe's, he found their electronics aisle.
A lot of cool sounds in there.
And it was like a wonderland to him.
Okay.
So now it's his favorite place to go. Everyone that works at this certain location found out about his passion, and they ended up making him one of, you know how they all wear those vests?
Yeah.
They made one that says Lowe's Honorary Associate, and they had a day where he got to like be the employee of the day. All of the staff members signed a football for him. They gave him like wooden do-it-yourself kits and a small desk fan that helps keep him calm. And it's just him, like all these pictures of him walking around the store, like acting like he
owning it.
He can tell anyone that walks through the door what they need.
He owns the store now.
The fact that they were like just so sweet with this boy and what he's passionate about, I love this story so much.
Tell me something good.
My story is about a woman who is getting married to the man of her dream. She's pretty excited about it. She found her dream dress, but it was over her budget. It was $1,300, so she wasn't quite sure how she was going to pull it off. She'd been working a lot of extra hours, saving money for the actual wedding, but wasn't sure how she was going to pay for this dress. Posted it on Twitter, just said, I found my dream dress. Sadly, I'm not quite there financially yet. If anybody has any good ideas on how to get this, let me know. And Missy Elliott happened to see the tweet, bought her the dress.
Wow.
And now is invited to the wedding and may try to attend.
No way.
Yeah, how awesome is that?
Tell me something good.
We're letting you be the quiz master and ask us questions based on your profession and see who knows more just about the world.
So my name's Casey Jones and I fight crime.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have 4 friends.
Yes.
And they have names. There's 4 turtles. Mm-hmm. You know the 4 turtles' names?
Yes.
Raphael, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Leonardo. And Donatello.
I don't know who's right. If you guys both say it at the same time, I don't know who's saying it, who's right.
She was just repeating what I was saying.
I said Leonardo. Is that an answer?
Yes.
Okay, fine. You go first.
Raphael, Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Donatello. Boom.
Bing.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Ryder. It's Larissa. How are you?
Good, Larissa. You want to be a quiz master for us?
Sure. At what age do Alberta drivers have to submit a medical report? Go, Lisa.
It's 50.
Nope.
Okay, I've got a guess.
Sort of. Okay, Ryder.
65.
You're not wrong. So, in Alberta, commercial drivers, so anyone who's a class 1, 2, 3, or 4, has to submit at, they have to submit till they get it, but at age 45, they get 2-year terms, and at age 65, they get 1-year terms.
Good to know. That's really interesting.
So you're not wrong. Anyone with a class 5, so like a passenger license, they don't have to submit until they turn 75.
All right.
And again until they turn 80, and then 2 years after that.
So there were lots of possible answers, but I think I got one of them.
Yes, we'll give it to you.
Thank you, Larissa.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're a teacher. Fire away.
My question is, what does it mean for a course to be graded on the curve?
On the curve. Go for it, Ryder. What's your guess?
I would say that means like if the test was very challenging and every kid got like between 40 and 60, you kind of bump it up.
Okay, I want to guess.
Well, I think I'm
that's
right.
That's definitely wrong.
Well, go ahead, Lisa. I want to hear your guess.
Okay, I think that if... What was the question? If an exam is on a curve?
Yes.
If the course is on a curve or the test is on a curve.
The course is on a curve means an automatic pass if they're, like, kind of close to 50.
No, that's not it.
Okay, so... Ryder was indeed correct.
What? Hey. How did you know that?
Well, because grading on a curve, it just makes sense. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 780-784-7107.
I'm a landscaper, so here's an easy one for you. Should you compact topsoil before you start laying sod?
Yes.
No.
Lisa got it.
Whoop, whoop. Obviously. Shouldn't you know that, Ryder?
No, I only buy houses that already have lawns.
Okay.
Hey, a lot of people can pay for it. Some people can't.
No, I'm just kidding, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to be a quiz master. My name is Celeste, and I'm an educational assistant.
All right. Question time.
What is the child-to-adult ratio in daycare? 5 and up.
Bzz, 4 to Lisa. 30.
Four to 30, so 1 to 7.5, I guess, is Lisa's guess. I'm gonna say 1 to 6.
Lisa, you're wrong. Ryder, you're also wrong.
Okay.
For 5-year-olds, it's 1 to 10. For school-age children up until grade 6, it's 1 to 15. So one staff for 15 kids.
Right. So I don't know. Lisa was like splitting children in half.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening there. I panicked. So this is why teachers love wine. Okay.
Yeah.
Play 107.
Just be careful with online shopping today.
Listen, just because it's on sale doesn't mean you need it.
Right.
Black Friday sales are on. I'm just looking at a little griddle.
Oh, sorry.
It's called a little griddle.
Yeah.
To make like pancakes on. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Maybe I want this. It's 3% off.
Whoa.
Woohoo.
We wanted to ask you, what's something that's expensive that you thought you were going to use a lot and you didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll buy it used off you.
It's just like collecting dust right now.
For me, it was, I was really into swimming and I got some underwater headphones.
I forgot about this purchase.
So they were quite expensive.
Okay, but didn't they come with like a cap, like a swimmer's cap?
And you need it because that's what plays the music. You clip it to the hat. And it protects the water from getting into your ears. But I'm already bald.
Yeah, you're so cool.
People at the pool are like, why is this guy wearing a swim cap? It was just the worst.
You got to start walking around telling everyone, oh, just an FYI, right, that my headphones are attached to this.
So that sucked. And then the pool's closed. So I spent a lot of money on those. And I think I literally used them once.
Right. And that was just in your bathtub. Dominique wrote in saying, I bought a water flosser machine for my teeth and I've used it once. It was the absolute worst. The water just goes everywhere. I also own one of those and I've used it maybe 6 times. But when you do use it,
mm-hmm,
it works.
Oh, that it blasts.
But here's the thing, Dominique, you got to do it with your mouth closed. You got to like close your mouth over it.
Okay.
That's why.
Chris said, at work, they gave us reward points for doing a good job. I saved up points for 8 years and used them on one of those hot dog grillers you see at 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Where it rotates the dogs, thinking I was going to throw huge parties with hot dogs all over the place.
Yeah, but then you end up like putting hot dogs in and they are in there forever.
Yeah.
Wizard fingers.
Which is okay. Still delicious.
I mean, I guess.
I have a like mini beer pouring tap downstairs. It's like a keg holder.
It's just moldy.
It's moldy. You can't clean that thing properly.
How about when there was a surge in treadmill purchases and then people just hang their dry cleaning clothes on them?
That's the one exercise unit I don't understand. Like, just go for a run. I get
it's the weather here, though.
No, but you can still run. Like an elliptical, I get it. You're like no impact working out. A treadmill, I'm like, you can do that for free.
And they're so expensive, too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're hooking your dog up to it so you don't have to take him for a walk, then it makes sense to me. You're just pumped up about Harry Styles and how fashion forward he's been as of late.
Yeah. Did you know that we have the same birthday?
You and Harry?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
Yours is just 7 years earlier.
Only one, I think. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, so he did a fashion shoot for Gucci, and he's wearing a pink sweatshirt and jean shorts, jorts. And I'm just going to say it. Harry Styles invented jorts.
No, I have a Speedo that says otherwise.
I know. But it's funny to me because a lot of people are like, whoa, jean shorts, so stylish all of a sudden because of him. And I know there's so many Berta boys listening right now that are like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I guess Saskatchewan too. Did you grow up wearing jorts?
Before Berta.
Okay, here we go.
But here's the thing that I'm noticing about Harry Styles, because there's a lot of different and strong opinions about his fashion choices on the cover of Vogue, right?
Correct.
Where he wore the gown.
Oh, and he doesn't care what anyone thinks. He's like,
looks great.
He's like, I look through women's clothing and I think it's so gorgeous. It's a statement. It's art. And he just rocks it.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. And it seems like musicians have in the past been the front line for trying new things.
It's
and
rock
for
and roll.
Showing that it's okay. Exactly.
Rock and roll.
But I am noticing a lot of people online and around in my world that are like, yeah, do it, Harry. That's awesome. You're so progressive. Are the same people that like make fun of a dude if he tries a new style of hat.
Yeah, but that's just his buddy. You're going to make fun of your buddy.
But what I'm saying, Nego, you cowboy? Indiana Jones? Put on a baseball cap.
Saying, you need better friends.
What? No, I'm talking about you specifically, actually. Yes.
What?
When I take a chance
on
fashion, you're like, whoa, you look like you're wearing a Halloween costume. I'm not going out with you wearing that. But then meanwhile, you're like, yes, I love dudes in gowns. Pick a lane.
I know.
It's the 90s and 90s. Time for the clean joke off. We have Whiskey Todd on the phone, one of our regulars, one of our favorites. He's going to be our judge. So we'll each tell you a joke, you pick your favorite, and it's best of three. Lisa, you go first.
What do you call an animal that you keep in your car?
What?
A carpet.
Okay, not bad.
It's funny.
Did you know McDavid's dog knows how to do magic?
No.
Yeah, you know what breed he is?
No.
A labracadabra doodle.
Yikes. Okay, who won that round?
God, they're both so bad. I'm going to give that round to Lisa.
Yes. Mm. All right, next round. What is a quiet Hawaiian laugh?
I posted that the other day.
Aloha.
Okay.
That's funny.
It is funny. That's why I posted it.
What do you call a man trapped in a paper bag?
What?
Russell.
I'm going to have to go with Ryder.
Aloha
is good.
Yeah,
but
common,
it wasn't funny because you just read it the other day. Okay, third round. Let's go. This determines who the winner is. All right, you don't have to answer anything. I'm just going to say a short sentence. Two guys stole a calendar recently. They got 6 months each.
All right, solid. And I'll do mine as a sentence as well to finish.
Sure.
I hope when I pass, I do so like my grandpa. I hope I do so like my grandpa, peacefully in his sleep, and not like the other three passengers in the car he was driving at the time.
I'm going to go with Lisa on that.
Yours are too dark.
Bye, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.